So we're here today with retired Lieutenant Colonel Amy McGrath, who has announced that she is running for Senate. Welcome to Moving Kentucky Forward, Lieutenant Colonel McGrath.
Hey, great to be with you.
I sort of have the feeling of deja vu. I mean, we have, I think, done this before. And I'm really excited to be able to talk with you about this particular race that you're now getting into. They talk about reporters having the five W's and the H, who, why, where, et cetera. I'm going to use a couple of those today. So I want to start out with why. Why did you decide to jump in now to this race again?
Well, it's a different race than the one in 2020. And I think for me, like lots of Kentuckians, we are all ticked off. We're angry about the way the country is headed. And we have a right to be. This president, what's happening in our country, it's dangerous. It is not normal. And, Kentucky has an opportunity here with this open seat. And Kentucky deserves a senator with decency and courage, who will be a voice for all Kentuckians, not just for billionaires, not just for themselves, or a rubber stamp for Mar-a-Lago. All right. And so for me, people know me. I've served in my country in uniform. I'm battle tested in battle and then also in the political arena. And I've gone toe to toe against Mitch McConnell, and gone toe to toe against Washington insiders. So I've been able to build a grassroots operation before. I have the backbone to stand up for Kentucky with these tariffs, and to protect healthcare and jobs, and to protect Kentucky families who are struggling. And so that's why I'm doing it. Kentucky deserves a fighter. Not a coward in this seat who will bow down.
So, I'm going to come back to the why in a minute because I want to reframe it around not just why we need to have somebody in the seat, but why you particularly. But I want to go to how. How did this come about? Were you asked to run by Chuck Schumer or Andy Beshear or any of or the DSCC, or were you sitting at home going, "I got to do this"?
I was not asked by any party leader, either in the state or outside the state. This is something that is important for our country, I think. And I am like lots of Americans and lots of Kentuckians looking around and saying, what can I do right now to make a difference? And so, who encouraged me? My family, they're my oldest son, who's always said, Mom, you stand up for what you believe, and you can do that again. You should do that again. Those are the types of things that I really listen to here.
Since you have announced, let's talk about the how one more time. Have you had people come to you and say, "Don't do this. This is a bad idea. You're not the, it's not the right time." Have you had any sort of advice like that?
Nope.
Okay.
Lots of people, no one's come to me. I hear there's a couple of former Congress people in California, maybe.
Okay.
I'm not too worried and thinking about that. Look, when you get into the arena, okay, you're gonna get criticism. That's part of it. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
No, not everybody's going to like you. And you just got to be who you are and stand up for what you believe in. And that's what I'm doing.
So the third five W's and an H question that I want to throw out is probably the most pointed, and that's what? You ran against Andy Barr, barely lost. Very close race, ran a good race, a lot of excitement. When you announced against McConnell, I remember the launch video. I remember how excited everybody was, not only because it was you, but because it was against McConnell and the whole nation, basically, of people in the Democratic Party and on the left. Couldn't stand McConnell, and so they were ready, like, okay, let's go. And you raised a large amount of money and still lost by 20 points. I posted a story about your newly announced candidacy on Daily Kos, and the overwhelming response that I got is the question I want to ask you. Okay, so what's different this time?
No.
What lessons have you learned from your past races that you're going to bring into this race? What's going to be different about Amy McGrath running for Senate in
Okay.
2025, 2026?
Well, it's not about me. Okay. It's about what's happening. It's about Kentucky. It was never about me. And what we're seeing from folks in power right now is not what most Kentuckians voted for. Most Kentuckians didn't vote for higher prices and less health care and more taxes in the form of tariffs and putting our hospitals at risk of closure. And that's what we're getting. So it's not about Amy McGrath. What we saw in 2020, sure, I was able to raise a lot of money because it was Mitch McConnell and it was 2020. Mitch saw the writing on the wall. And he left this seat wide open. And we have a midterm now. That's a big difference. Kentucky in the past has proven that they can vote for the best candidate when the right conditions exist, whether they have a D or an R behind the name, right? You have a Democratic governor that was elected, reelected in 2023. Okay. And so in 2020, I was running up against Mitch McConnell, and you can say, "Oh, I raised a lot of money." You know what? He had a lot more money in dark money. So we were always dealing with that. Nobody ever brings that up. And then on top of it, we had to deal with COVID. I couldn't campaign. Everything was shut down. But at the end of the day, I'm not interested in the tactics. I'm interested in what is happening to Kentucky and to our country and this chaos. Trump's chaos isn't just noise. It's hurting our state. And so that is an important piece here. And I think we got to keep the focus on that.
So you said you're not interested in the tactics, but I'm still interested in what lessons you took away from what you did in the past. Granted, COVID isn't going to, we hope, isn't going to happen again. But what lessons did you take to say, okay, I'm going to do this differently this time, or my
Yeah,
campaign's going to do this differently this time?
sure. Well, we built a huge field operation last time, and I think we're gonna look at making sure that we have an efficient operation. We're gonna look at being out on every single platform and not just TV, but everywhere. We're gonna get our message out to everyone. We're gonna talk to everyone. It was another thing I couldn't do during COVID. Was get out there. Kentucky is a very, it's a state where you have to look people in the eye. You have to get out there. And if you remember, in 2019, I was trying to raise a lot of money, but we had a Democratic governor's race then. So I sort of wanted to stay behind that. And so there are some differences here if you really wanted the inside baseball part of it. But I think that it's about getting out there, talking to everyone, and uniting people around this just shared belief of let's get somebody in office who's going to be a voice for them and Kentucky, and not necessarily a voice for one man or for the party. Okay, and let's also take into consideration that I ran 8 points better than the top of the ticket, and that's not insignificant. And then when you change the this the, we're not in 2020. It's not the same country. If I wouldn't be running for the seat if things were better. But things aren't better. Things are much, much worse.
You announced this. I think it was a little bit of a surprise to some people, obviously not to you, but it's been fairly quick. This interview's happening fairly soon after you announced. Do you have staff lined up yet? Do you have a campaign manager? Do you have anybody ready to jump in, or are you still building all that organization?
I'm building right now. I have a campaign chair. I have trusted people who, when I knew exactly who I wanted back, and every single one of them said they'd come back. So
Excellent.
that's what I have at the moment.
Okay. So here you are, ready to do it again. And I know the question's going to be out on people's minds, particularly with this primary where there are, unlike last time, there's this, cast of thousands running for the seat. People are going to say, okay, Amy, I agree with you that things are horrible and we need a strong person. And they agree with all of that. But why should I vote particularly for you instead of Pam Stevenson or Logan Forsythe or any of the other people? Why should I put my vote in the primary on you?
Well, look, I think all of the other primary candidates are great people. And here's what's interesting about the Democratic side versus the Republican side. All the primary candidates on the Democratic side have served their country. Secret Service, CIA, Air Force, Marine Corps, all of the candidates on the Republican side have served themselves or served their political party. All right. And they all were McConnell interns. They grew up within the party. I think that's a pretty good distinction right there.
Sure.
But, for me in particular, look, having a primary is important and it's good. And I welcome that. That's our democracy. I'm simply going to say, look, people know me. I've served in uniform. I'm battle tested, not only in the military, but in the political arena. I have gone up against Andy Barr, almost won. Probably would have won had I done a few things differently in those tactics in 2018. And I went up against the Senate Majority Leader, 30-year incumbent, with a ton of dark money, and did 8 points better than the top of the ticket that year. I've been able to build a grassroots movement before. But most importantly, I have the backbone to stand up for Kentucky. Okay. I'm not somebody that was recruited by the party. I've never been recruited by the party. Most of the time, the party doesn't want me because they can't control me. Okay. I'm somebody who is just Amy from Kentucky. I'm a mom of three kids. In the last few years, I've been soccer coach, and softball coach, and baseball coach, and everything else. I have a background of being a Marine and a fighter pilot. I got that. But the most important thing is I care about Kentuckians. I care about healthcare. I care about the fact that the women's domestic violence shelter in Rowan County is getting their funding cut, okay, for the services that they need. I care about that. And so that's what I want people to know about me. It's things like that. I am a fighter. I'm not going to bow down. I'm not interested in being a lifelong politician. I'm just not. Yes, I'm running again, but I'm running again because I know that we need a fighter for Kentucky and we have a good opportunity here. But I'm not interested in being in office for 30 years. I want term limits. I want to get in there and make sure we have term limits so that we don't have another Mitch McConnell. I want to get in there and change it so that we never have a government shutdown. But you need people to get in there who aren't lifelong politicians, who are willing to say, look, I've got a life before this. I do this, I do it as a service to my country, and then I come back home.
Amy McGrath, running for Senate, bringing the fight back to the race. I'm excited for you, and I'm really appreciative of you taking the time to talk with us.
It's great to be with you, and I hope next time we get a chance to talk about the real issues and not just me, because it isn't about me. Let's get the focus on Kentucky, on these tariffs, on these healthcare stuff that's going on, and all of the things that real Kentuckians care about, and that's where the focus needs to be.